I would like to welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight. Of course, we have Your Majesty Tim King, who's the... we like to have some royalty on our spotlights, and we brought him on. He's going to talk about what's coming up for the LaPorte County Symphony. They've had some great concerts. They just finished the side-by-side not too long ago, and now we're moving on to another concert. Tim, welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight. Well,
thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Aloha. Hi, Tim.
Aloha.
So you've got a March 12th concert, and it's not at your normal venue either, as well as your side-by-side concert, which you had at LaPorte. So tell us a little bit about what's coming up on March 12th.
Well, this one is going to be in Michigan City. It's going to be at the Holdcraft Performing Arts Center, and it's going to be on a Sunday. So this is a little diversion from what we normally have. This is a Sunday afternoon concert at 3 p.m. on Sunday, March the 12th at the Holdcraft Performing Arts Center. And some people know that as the old Elston High School or Junior High. So I've been told. But anyway, it's the Holdcraft Performing Arts Center there off of Franklin. And Dr. Carolyn Watson has put together a really, really nice program for that. It's mostly classical in nature. We're going to start off with Alexander Bordin's On the Steppes of Central Asia. It's about a 7-minute little tone poem that was performed in the first season of the orchestra. Carolyn has programmed one or two pieces on every concert that we have, pieces that were performed in the first year of our orchestra, sort of commemorate that. So that will open the concert. And then she's doing a piece that probably no one has heard of from around here. It's by an Australian composer named Elena Katz Chernin. And it's called Dance of the Paper Umbrellas.
Wow.
It's a sweet, sweet piece. It's only about 5 minutes long. And it almost sounds like a background to a movie or something. If you could almost visualize the paper umbrellas in this piece. She's got a really beautiful way of visualizing her pieces. So that's going to be the second piece on the program, orchestra only. And then we're welcoming Michael Chertok. Michael is a wonderful pianist that I've worked with several times in the past. He's been the chair of the piano department at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music for many, many years, since 2005. But he's also in demand as a soloist all across the country and in Europe. Philadelphia, Toronto, New York, St. Louis, Cincinnati. He's going to be performing Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 1, which is about a 17-minute piece. It's one of his staples. Another staple that Mike does is Rhapsody in Blue. He's really well known for doing Rhapsody in Blue. But Prokofiev is one of his pieces. And he's one of these pianists. Number one, he's a super nice guy. And number two, he's one of those rare individuals that can play Prokofiev during the day and then play Melancholy Baby in any key that you want in a nightclub at night. I mean, he is just... He's not only can he read music on sight, but his ear is amazing on top of that. So with all this combination, I just can't wait for people here to hear him and experience him, because he's just a joy. And you can just tell the joy that comes out of the piano when he plays. He's going to be doing a small reception for us the night before. And I have specifically asked him to play some pieces that are not classical, so our donors can get a chance to see just how vast his talent is. So that's the first half of the program. And then the second half of the program will be Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, which originally was a piano composition. And then the composer Maurice Ravel orchestrated that to a really beautiful, bombastic piece of music. And so what's normally done on that piece is they show photos from the Russian Museum that Mussorgsky is featuring. But instead of doing that this time, we're going to show photos from the orchestra's 50 years. Oh. So we're going to start in 1974, and we're going to show so many photos per movement so the audience can kind of see the progression of the orchestra along with the progression of the piece. And that's what's going to be happening on Sunday, March the 12th.
What a great program that is. And I know I was looking back at your guest artist on Michael Chertoff. You can see him at michaelchertoff.com. What a great piece. Yeah, the pictures exhibition, that's always fun. And what a great idea you're celebrating your history almost all the season and everything. So it's a great way to go.
It is. And we like performing in Michigan City. We like the hall. I like the hall because it's real friendly to the patron. There's no steps. It's comfortable. The acoustics are good. There's no steps. I mean, you go in the front door, there's no steps. You go into the hall, there's no steps. There's no balcony. It's about a 750 seat auditorium, and it's all one level. Every seat is pretty good view of the stage, certainly of the piano out front. And I just think there's a lot of nice variety, but I'm especially actually happy to have Michael here, and I just want more people to experience this great musician that's going to be joining us.
Well, we're going to have you back on the show to talk about this, but maybe give us a preview of what's coming next, which is you've got some exciting things coming down the tube here.
We do. Well, we have Hoosier Star auditions on March the 18th and 19th. And so we're putting the word out there. We want people to try out for Hoosier Star. They just go to HoosierStar.com. Very simple. The audition applications are there, and it doesn't hurt anybody to just try out. Who knows? Maybe you might be a finalist with us in September. And then we're going to end the season with the Purdue Varsity Glee Club and the Texas Tenors. So that's going to be pretty much of a blowout concert on that one back at the Civic, April the 22nd. You can only get tickets online because we're selling those individual seats. We're not doing a general admission in the balcony on that one. So Texas Tenors and Purdue Varsity Glee Club, and I know you're probably a fan of one or the other, so it doesn't make any difference, but come out and join us as we put a really good close on our 50th.
Well, that sounds great. You always program such a great program, and Carolyn does a great job there. I mean, what a find for the orchestra to have her on board.
So, I know. She brings all these wonderful Australian talent that we wouldn't have necessarily been exposed to. It's excellent.
True.
Tell us real quick, what's coming up with the Pictures of the Exhibition concert? Dates, times, location?
LCSO, Sunday, March the 12th, 3 p.m. at the Holdcraft Performing Arts Center. You can get tickets on our website at lcso.net or Roxy Music in LaPorte, or you can probably get tickets on the day of the concert at the Holdcraft. We open the doors at 2 o'clock.
Sounds great. That's Tim King, the royalty from LaPorte County Symphony. Thank you for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the full one-hour Art on the Air program on Lakeshore Public Radio is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.